superficially it appears that that shtetl tzivayim on one hand is the same as erev tafshil, because both are obligatory. In other words, erev tafshil is obligatory if he wants to be melacha for Shabbos, wants to cook for Shabbos. And shtetl tzivayim are also obligatory if he wants to eat the shtetl. If he wants to eat fast, so why is one called in chivo but mitzvah, and the other one is called rishus? So we have to understand. Now, he didn't finish the Lashon Hara. He says, V'kachu mivorech al pi yochonetz, bein sheborach la'atzmei, hipar bein sheborach la'acher, shemishor shegoma b'ribei libatei nazes mitzvah sabiyo, kelim she is boiling to it. The Rambam has a unique shita. The reason is why Rabbi says that by Tikas Chometz, the Nusach HaBaruch HaYir is al, even if he does it by himself, because it's like Lulav. Because one aspect of the mitzvah was already mekayem. Because Bittul is also a kiyum of tashbisu. It's the Rambam Shikir. So Mele, the moment he decides to be beit, he already made up his mind that he's going to get rid of the chometz, whatever he finds. So in other words, he already has adopted a negative attitude on the chometz. He has no regard for chametz, so there is bittul. Before he starts looking into the corners and into the crevices and the cracks of the house, so he already adopted a negative attitude of chametz, and that's bittul, and he doesn't require any verbalization, according to the Rambam. So it's like Ruah, he was already in Mikayim, is one aspect of the mitzvah of Biochomets, the aspect of Bittul. Now then I look at the Zion. Kol dobor shul minig af opri shemina hundivu, kinetu asarove b'fi shalchad, b'itzorach rima minig hachom, kinetu asarove b'rosh kodoshi, b'chir shomeyi, shal pesach, in bochem. וכן כל דבר שהסתפיק לכו איתון ברוכה עם לב, איסי נסיג לברוכה. ולילה מיזו ירודם בברוכה שמצריכו, יער בברוכה שצריכס, וכן לא מיומה בכל מין הברוכה. So, the Rambam Shiti is the Tanimineh. So, you're not the one. The Arishani. So, who say that we are the Rambam, but one should not make the mistake and think that with the Rishayim who say we are Baruch HaMinek, that all the Nogim come within that category. It's only a Minek that Besnagot was Manik, or Chachmei HaMaseir or Manik, let's say like Rishchedesh, Halal and Rishchedesh, or Halal and Chalmeich or Pesach. So that's only minute. According to the Rambam, if somebody fails to fulfill a minute that Beznagodu was money, even though Beznagodu did not enact it with Teras Takonet, but only with Teras Minek, so he's able to resource all the analysis. He's able to resource all. So on that kind of minute, the Arishayim who hold that he can, there is a bracha, the Meichon Tzibonu, there is also. But no one will say that since the Ramos says that we go on Tashlich, Rosh Hashanah, that before when you close the river, so they will say, Ashek Tishon Tzibonu, Lachas Tashlich, or Lassis Kaporas, no one will say that. So it's only a minig that there's nagodu or lechachme akabolu or money, and not there is a shite of Rambam on going at you, that you are boich ala tfile when you go with tfile erev mutiga. Why? Because that has a basis in Medrash that one should be table erev mutiga. So that's right. Of course, easy. We don't pass like that shite. But we do pass in regard to halal that we say boich, but the Rambam shite is that an halal, that an halal geshredesh, when it's only tzadminek, even though according to the Rambam, if somebody will not say halal geshredesh chonesh or pitzach, he'll be able to say so, but there is no bracha. Now, the Mechaba pastors like the Rambam, there are more pastors like this, is that there is a bracha. There is a bracha. I mean, the Rav Shulchan Aruch pastors that the Shliach Tzibo should say the broche and should be mechabim to be meitzi the whole Tzibo. And my father's minhag was also like that. He didn't say broche, but he always asked the Shliach Tzibo to be mechabim, to be meitzi with the broche, because of the Shliach Tzibo. Alright, anyway, I didn't go over the Raivet because I want first to explain the Rambam. If I would go over the Raivet, I might become involved in the Raivet. I would never have an opportunity to discuss the Shittas Rambam. Because this year, our mind changed itself, you know. He wants some short Raivet, you know. So he mentions several mitzvahs and the discussion of each mitzvah, it might, you know, involve you. Now, the first thing that we have to discuss in the Rambam is that chiddush that is muchach from the Lashon Rambam, as the Keset Mishneh points out, that there are three categories. Chayvo, Ima Chayvo for Mitzvah, and Rishus. What is it? Just the Pirush HaMilas. What does Ima Chayvo mean? It's not in us. They're not obligated to it. So why is Shchite different? Shchite different Tenei Tapshet. Now, I think I mentioned it when we learned Chum of Shchite, that Eben Ezra, the Bavon of Eben Ezra, wrote his Sifra Mitzvahs. He saved Meir. Now, you'll find sometimes a certain person, you know, will write an article, you know, people say there's an expression in English, little knowledge is more dangerous than no knowledge. Somebody who knows that he has no knowledge is not dangerous. The danger consists of the people who have no knowledge and they consider themselves as big experts. I mean, to render a judgment on theory, the Chachmah is fair. You find articles even by Rabbonim who consider themselves the Sadiqim. They write about the Ebenezer. The Ebenezer was not such a big one. He was a big and foreign, he was a Bible scholar, but he was a poet, he was this, he was that, he was a mathematician, he was everything. He was a big chess player because he brought over the chess game from Persia, from Iran, into Europe. The chess game, that's, you know, Shach is the name of the Persian king. So he brought it over. They didn't know of chess in Europe. But Ben Ezra was a traveler, not a fellow traveler, but he was a traveler. He traveled all over the world. So he was in Persia, and he liked the chess game because it involves a lot of seichel, so he brought it over to Europe. So he was the chess player, he was this, he was that, he was a colorful person, but the one thing he was called scholar, he was. If you go over the Sefer Meiro, which is the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so you'll see that the Rambam scroll which mitzvahs have to be listed, which mitzvahs don't have to be listed, the mitzvahs are not in there, don't have to be noted, and then Halokia mitzvah do not have to be counted separately, all kinds of clothing. The Vanessa has this. And as a matter of fact, the Rambam, in one of his letters, talks of the performing in Israel in such superlative terms. I mean, it's novel all right. He compares him to Avraham Avinu. His name was Avraham, but the Rambam compares him to Avraham Avinu, and the Rambam was not imagined, you know, when they deliver Hesped on someone whose name is Avraham, so they compare him to Avraham. If they deliver Hesped on somebody whose name was Yaakov, so they will compare it to Yaakov, and if his name was Moshe, they will compare it to Mishra. Rambam was not of that caliber, and he compares him to Avraham Avinu, so you can understand, I mean, what a great person Ibn Ezra was, that the Rambam, I mean, was so impressed with him. So the Rambam, so that Ibn Ezra has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's a short Sefer HaMitzvahs, he saved me all. But you'll find a lot of oneness in it, if you concentrate on it. So the Vanessa says, there are certain mitzvahs, but we cannot equate one mitzvah with the other. He says, there is a mitzvah of and there is a mitzvah of shrikim. So he says, can you compare the mitzvah of shrikim with the mitzvah of putting on tefillin? Somebody doesn't put on tefillin, is he kakat or not tefillin? But somebody doesn't check, so he could be the biggest tzaddik in the world, he doesn't check. So in other words, if he wants to eat meat, he has to check. Either he checks it or somebody else checks it for him. But it's not a mitzvah, he says. There was one Jew, he says, in Rome, the Mesra was all over the world, so he stayed a substantial time in every major city in the world. So he stayed in Rome for a long time. So he said there was one Jew who had a hobby. Every day in the morning he would get up, and then he would go from house to house, and he would say to the host of the house, or the hostess, the house, why is it? Maybe you have a chicken and you would like to eat the chicken. So of course, you would like to eat the chicken. He says, I'll shut the door. And he did it without getting paid. He had no diet sponsor. He was probably a rich man. He had real estate. So he did it every day. So he spent the day in being the chazal of Tzochi and asking someone, the old, the balabais and balsabais, to give him a chicken to shech in order not to do chesed to the people. He did it to the rich people, to the poor people, everybody, in order to be kind of mitzvah of shechit. That's what the Nezre said. So the Nezre is mocking the dead practice.
Is what?
Mocking. He's laughing, he's ridiculing it. He's mocking the dead practice. Why? Because there is no fear to share. If you want to eat, you have to share. But if somebody is this man, so when he shared them off for somebody else, he didn't get paid for it. He made a bargain. He was the kind of mitzvah now. He was the kind of mitzvah. So why is it such a ridiculous practice? Why is it such a ridiculous practice? Now, there is, I won't mention his name, but I'm sure that everyone knows about him. I mean, more than I know. He's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Rosh Yeshiva. in Israel, and he is accustomed to put on 18 telescopes. 18 telescopes. Why? Because for every telescope he is in Kaino Mitzvah. Now I'm not here. My father didn't do it, I don't think there's any other God who didn't, but it's nothing to market it. Isn't Kaino 18 Mitzvahs? Isn't Kaino 18 Mitzvahs? And of course, he's sorry how he made, I mean, even though he's the only Amin Rosh Hashiva, I suppose, since Frias, since Shesha's immigrations, who does it? I mean, but something to mark it? Why is something to mark it? I mean, why should you mark at someone who does a mitzvah, who brings himself with you? So then you have to mark it, anyone who puts on even one telescope. As a matter of fact, with the Reise, you're not required to put on a telescope. If you put on a bigger travel compass, you have to put in some. But still, the Gemara says that the Ibn Adiritre, if a person doesn't wear a telescope, he is Nemeshal. He's Nemeshal. Ibn Adiritre. Ibn Adiritre, in time of anger by HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the Jewish people, see, when the Hashkocha figures to be angry at the Klal Yisrael, then a Jew is nemesh for not wearing the Hashkocha. Why should he nemesh? After all, there is no chiyuv to it. So, apparently, it's a good midah to bring yourself to Yechid. To bring yourself to Yechid. That's the reason why that Rosh Hashiva, he puts on 18 telescopes. According to the Gemara, says, so,
he puts on 36 telescopes.
What?
I heard he puts on 36 telescopes.
He will not be able to taste it. Even if he puts on 36. There will be kind 36 mitzvahs. If it can be physically done, there will be kind 36 mitzvahs. So why did he market this man? I'm sure the Mesrach wouldn't mark at this Rosh Hashiva. Wouldn't matter whether he would admire it or not, it's another question. But he wouldn't matter. What did they matter? 18 mitzvahs? What did they matter? What did they matter? But, so, why did he mark it at that man? He did a reasonable thing. It was like the whole school, and after all, he had, so many brochas, he was shechting so many times. Apparently, from the Nezrin, it appears that when somebody shechted the Emet, there is no tumult. But the Rambam says, One second, please. Thank you.
There's no real hashkid, but it shouldn't go. I mean, the hashkid, there's no real hashkid.
The Rambam says, "Mitzvese in Pirkalet Mechashchit Alochalet, Mitzvese sheyishchet, misheyirtze lechel sabhim ochayavei, v'akachi nema v'kashchto mikol chometim." So he says, "Mitzvese sheyishchet, misheyirtze lechel sabhim ochayavei." So, lishchet v'hakachich. So it is a mitzvah. Now, I would like to know, there is halacha facing mitzvah, potam na mitzvah. Suppose somebody shechts again, and the Gemara says that if somebody is shim rabbeid and the nonny comes and he asks for midotah, so he's potam. Because of that, Rabbi Yitzchak says that the Shin Rabbeid has a Tuna Vishra Socha, because he gains the prote that he's taught how to give to the army while he's engaged in the Shin Rabbeid. So suppose a Sheikhat is also conscripted, shutting them, and then the Nin come, he's potter of giving him a total on it, it's a mitzvah. While we say that only a mitzvah that is chaymo, so there is the halacha is a mitzvah or not mitzvah. But something that is not chaymo, ain't a chaymo, like shchitah, because he doesn't have to eat, he can refrain from eating basar. And not check. There is no racing mitzvah on mitzvah, that's not so. The halacha of racing mitzvah, but not mitzvah, applies to all mitzvahs, even mitzvahs that are not chayim. For example, Kedushin is also mitzvah, to get married, no? But if somebody wants to marry a woman, so he has to marry her on the Kiddush. That's the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam. Mitzvah Reish Yudimu. Shetzivonu Lidu Kiddushin ולוסי סדובו ביד האישו אוי בשטר אוי בדיר וזוי תיזוי מצווס קדוש ולגמור את זה so קדוש is in the sese שאין אחי קדוש is in the sese שאין אחי like tzitzes, you know, and like שחיטה. In other words, if he wants to be married, you cannot get married in court. Marry a common law wife. But he has to marry full version. Full version. But he doesn't want to be married. He wants to remain a bachelor. All right, so he has a few of period of living. Okay, but suppose he cannot have children anymore. So he doesn't have to get married. He doesn't have to get married. So it's an enachiva. And still, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that Chosn is potam krishne because he's in Torah mitzvah. So it's true, the Rosh explains it on the basis of the mitzvah period of Rivio. But according to the Rambam, it's not on the basis of the mitzvah period of Rivio. But it's on the basis of the mitzvah period. Even though it's a mitzvah shein achivo, it's not in us. So we see that the aloche of basic mitzvah, my mitzvah is not limited to a mitzvah of chivo.
And all the Rishayim Teisves, all the Rishayim Teisves, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rashbo, they all say that the Eisim Yisikotna Mitzvah is only Shayach when it's taught. The Otto Mishinishle Tzitzes Yibigde, so he'll be potter of giving the total honey, because he has Talskotten, so he'll be potter. Only when he's occupied. Is occupied. So that's the reason. There's the reason. The implication being, suppose he is occupied, let's say he put on a baguette, and then he immediately starts putting in pieces, and then the money knocks it off. So he's put out. Because he stopped. Even though it's not a mask, he can take off the baguette, and that's all. He has to wear a jacket. So let him not wear a jacket, not this jacket. So we see that Aloha of Eisim Yitzchak Mitzvah applies even to mitzvahs that are not chayv, that are not a must. So, it should apply to Shkita. While he's told Shkita, he's got, it's not his stuff. Now, there is a Chuvah Sarash. I don't remember the Chuvah. I think it's a Chuvah. The Chuvah Sarash. How is it? So the Rashbo was asked, how is it that the Chachomim were not Misakim Brocha Nirash? I'm Yushin. There is a Brocha. And the Rambam says, the Rosh Hashanah says, it's not a Berksan. That's the Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam Shiti is, it is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And that's why the Rambam says that the Birkas HaRasim has to be recited Kedemandush, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So the Rashbo, and most Rishayim agree with the Rambam, that it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. There is a Boch.
Yes, but don't make
one second, for
inspiration. You make it after, he gives it a ring.
No, it's not that.
Birkas HaRasim.
Mr. Minkes. When you go to wedding, you should watch it. You know, attend it. So you will see that the Broche, unless there are some Rabbonim in Chicago who are there that way, but so far I haven't heard of it. Everything is possible. I mean, maybe somebody will pass like the Rosh and the Raibet, I mean, not like the Rambam. But so far, you are the first one who's telling me. I haven't seen it yet. Certainly. So the universal practice is like Yeshiva Zarambam, like Pesach and Kapanor. The Birkas HaRasim is recited before it puts the ring on the bride's finger. So the Birkas HaRasim is recited. So the Rashi says, why is there a Broche on Gersh? Strange inquiry. So the Rashbo gives the Teretz. There is no Broche on Gersh. Only on Dushin, because Dushin is a Mitzvah. Gersh is not a Mitzvah. On the contrary, every Gersh, except in the case where has been shown that the woman committed adultery. So, if it's not that case, so then there is a nidnut avere in being garish his wife. Because the Gemara says, kolam garish ishte v'sheinu afim v'zbeach me'erot mo'ot. It's not an avere more, but it's a nidnut avere. So how can there be broch? How can there be broch? So that's what he says. He says, garish, there is no mitzvah. Dushin there is a mitzvah. Now what does the Rashbo mean? The Gershin, there is no necessity of giving the get. Now the Chinuch says, and that's the Shittas HaRambam too. The Chinuch says, the mitzvah, I think it's Tov Kuf Ayin Tes, in Sefer Kiseitzi.
because of Mosipa Christus, that if somebody divorces his wife, he sends away, he's not with her, he abandons her, and he refuses to give a get, so he's battered every minute and as he dies, because of Mosipa Christus. It doesn't mean that he's saying to divorce your wife. It means that if you decide to divorce her, to send her away, you don't want to live with her, then you are mechuyev mireise to give her a get that is written kidasikli, and that's the Shittas HaRambam also. The Rambam says, mitzvah reish chav beis, ki shetzivonu ligarish bishtar, al kol poni, ki shenisratze ligarish, who, ki shenisratze ligarish. Who only is born because of your sinful Christus. Who for his born, which to be mixed with your bishreinus, and Sachas given. So it's the same like Mitzvah's Lushin. The Reishu Gimel, Mitzvah Reishu Gimel, Kishet Tzibon and Vidal Bikdushin, who lost his Dovo Bialimishin, which the Alvi Diye. So only if he wants to get married. So then he has to get married to Lushin. So here too, if he wants to divorce his wife, he has to divorce her, not by simply telling her, get out, I don't want you, but he has to give her a get, he has to give her a get. So why is it by Kedushin there is a broche, and here there is no broche. So the Rashba says, there is a nidna tadeir. There is a nidnut aveir. Nidnut aveir is a kind of mitzvah. Once he decided, you know, to get rid of her, so he's a kind of mitzvah. He's a kind of mitzvah. 1 second. So apparently, from the Rashba it's mashma, that when somebody is regarding his wife, he's not the kind of mitzvah. It's possible, I mean, it's kind of simple. Mizbeach is made of Mois, that he has sunk to such a state that he has to give her a get. That mitzvot is very, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not possible, but just not mistake that his mizbeach is made of noise and he is mikayim mitzvah. So in other words, there are certain mitzvahs I say, like we see from the Rashba, there are certain mitzvahs I say that if you don't do it, you're an aver, you're a mevatel. But when you do it, you're not the kind of mitzvah. Just as there is such a thing as a mitzvah kiyumis, without being mechuyev to do it, as a mitzvah kiyumis. So, there is such a thing, conversely, it's possible that one is mechuyev to do something, and if he doesn't do it, so he has an avera, he's in the battle and has the raise. But when he does do it, he's not doing a chetz of mitzvah. He's not doing it. Gdushin, so if you want to get married, you have to get married for Gdushin. And when you are mikadish, you are mikadish, the raise was like 2 months being in there. Tzitzes, the raise, you're not mechuyev. To put on a beggar to it, have a compass and tzitzes. But if you do it, so you have kind of mitzvah. Dushin is the same thing. The same thing. But gerushin is only a chiyuv aseh, but there is no chiyuv aseh. Why is it strange? I mean, in other words, it's an aveira. If you don't give her a get, But when you do give her a get, so you have no avera, except you need an avera, it's not a nice thing anyway. The Sikha Hasidim says that the only reason as to why the Torah recognized the union of get is like the halacha of Yifasteya. The people tear all the negative, because the Torah took cognizance of human frailty, and it's the best thing, sometimes it's the best thing to give her a get. I mean, it's better than, let's say, than be together and fight all the time. So it's a concession to human frailty. The Sikha Hasidim says that. It's not my philosophy. The Sikha Hasidim says that. It's like the aloha of Yifasteya. Like the aloha of Yifasteya. Now the same thing is true of Yifasteya too. The Rambam mentions, in one second, the Rambam mentions Mitzvah Reish Chof Aleph, he should see Bono Bidin Yishas Yifasteya. So, in other words, so what is the aloha of Yifasteya? The Choshak the war, so just to go through a certain procedure with your first Supernel, your first Rachel with your first Supernel, I mean, all these things. And then Hakim told me all about us, so it's kind of mitzvah. Then we say, when he's engaged in taking Yifasteya, and the nonny comes and knocks on the door, it's not mitzvah. It's we did what he all the negative Yitzhara, and the Gemara says that one who marries Yifasteya will save she actually ben zero mele, so it's ra. But the Torah was moderate. It's mentioned in the Mira Mitzvahs. So, in other words, and I think that the Chinuch says, if somebody takes Yifasteya and doesn't fulfill all these requirements, he's the Vatranes. But when he does do all the required things, he's not the kind of Mitzvah. So there are some Mitzvahs. The question is, which mitzvahs are these? So the Rashba says, Geresh is such a mitzvah because there is a nidud avera in Geresh. Nidud avera is rach avera. There is a semblance of sin in being Geresh wife. But if he doesn't give her a gift, he has an avera. But there is no kin on mitzvah. I think that this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam has the Kesavishnis in Daik, that there are three categories. There are one category is Chayv, must, like Tefillin, and Chayfer, and Tzuki, it's a must. Then there is Eina Chayv. Eina Chayv. What is Eina Chayv? Tzitzis is Eina Chayv. It's not enough. Because we definitely are a bigot of our campus. But when he does put on the bigot of our campus, it says, it's in kind in the same way as he is in kind the mitzvahs film. And the Bible says, Shkulo tzitzis kne palatere kodos ha'atem. Even though it's not a mass. But he's as a kima mitzvah. And then there is like Geresh, and Shchitin. Gereshin and Shchitin. So, Gereshin, of course there is no kinamit. There is nidnud avera. Shchitin has shown there is nidnud avera. So, but there is no kinamit in Shchitin. And then the Rambam calls the Shushin Lama. So, the halacha of Eisim Mitzvah, Pratamna Mitzvah, wouldn't apply to Shchitin. Somebody would be also in Shchitin. In Shchitin's school, of course. Shchitin's coaching, of course it will apply. But Shchitin's school, it will not apply. And then the nonny will be knocking at the door, so he cannot say, I'm told he needs it. I'm told he needs it. Of course, we expect him to take pause in the middle of the shchita, then the behemoth will be become the Vela because of Shia or Torah. But after he finishes Shechting Yom, even though his plan was to Shech 100 Vehemes, let's see, he's a Sheikh in his father house today, you know, 100 Vehemes or 150 Vehemes in the course of the day or in the course of and maybe 1 hour, I mean, everything is done, you know, quickly, jet service. So then he cannot do it. He has to stop and then give the only midode. Because there is no opinion. There is no opinion. Of course, Gerush in certain number, but then you ask, so why is there a blood? Why is there a blood? So, the Taz Shiti is in the Hashrite, that the Birka Shiti is not the perfect. All right, but from certain shame it appears it is the perfect, and it's not only the perfect. The answer is, Birka Samitzvah is not contingent upon the Kiyomot. If Chachon Mor Misakein, a broche on certain mitzvahs that if you don't do it, you are mevatle nese, so the chachom mo misach nevor, even without kima mitzvah. But that's a shus, not no mitzvah altogether. And it was a dying also. In the Rabbonon, there is a chiyuv to be nekel yodayim. But there is no kima mitzvah. It's not a maise mitzvah to washing hands. There is a chiyuv. After all, the town of Mitzvah Sedayim is because, except the Kovet Ramiyemes, so besides, it's science, Yedayim Askoniyes and Yedayim Shiyes Tume and Tzrach Tume, so there is a smach of this Kaddishtem, the dissemination. But other Rishonim, it's a Kovet other Rishonim, it's only because of the Tzrach Tumo, because you're dying in Shnius with Tumo, so you need by whole. So you're a Chachomim or Misakin a Chiyot in the Jodah. And if he eats the Lomi to a Jodah, he is not there. He's in the battle and Nesit and Rabbolot. But there is no Kima Mitzvah. There is no Kima Mitzvah in the Jodah. There is no Kima Mitzvah in the Jodah. So that's why the Rambam says, says in the Aleph Hilchot Brachos, Halachot Sfor, Avon Mitzvah Sedayim Mushrite, Hoyu B'Divrei Hoshusei, more than Eino Chayvo, Atim Shochat La'atzmei, Yivorech La'ashrite, Ba'al Kiso Adam, Ba'al Mitzvah Sedayim. The only big chiddush is, I don't think it's difficult, I mean, I would say it in Yerushalayim, because the Rambam mentions Kiso Adam also. If you Kiso Adam, the real Kima Mitzvah. But it's not difficult to say, in as much as Kiso Adam is the Alochen Shchite, is the Alochen Shchite, so in Shchite there is no Kima Mitzvah. So it's one of, it's a Kiyom Shchite. Mentioning the Mira Mitzvah is a separate Mitzvah, but it's still a Yalochim Shchit. If somebody shechts a Chayoveik, so he has to mechas it down. And inasmuch as Shchit itself does not involve a Kiyama Mitzvah, so Kisadam doesn't involve a Kiyama Mitzvah. That's a bit chidish, because the Gemara in Beitze and the Gemara in Tzochim, the Sukkah of Hale, says that by Kiso Adam, the Aloha Pesed Yechalis is their price. But that's no Echech, because since there is a Chiyu Pesed Araise, so Mele, So there is aloha pesedichalisis. Esedichalisis, it depends upon the chiyumes, not upon the chiyumes. But Ligabi Yerushin, there is the Chinuch, and the Rambam says that there is a Chiyuv Aseh. So, I want to say Chiddush, that there is no Kiyum. There is no Kiyum. And Shchita also there is no Kiyum. But by Shchita there is no Midnu Daveres or Melech Achonim who are Misakim Ibroche. And by Gerishin, the Rashbo says, even in view of the fact that there is a Midnu Daveres, normal. So Melech Achonim or not Misakim Ibroche in a Chiyuv Mitzvah where there is a Midnu Daveres. There is a Nidnabe. But according to the Rambam in the Chinuch, if somebody divorces his wife, he sends her away, let's say he gets a court divorce, and he doesn't give her a get, so every minute he is Nibatul Nesterais. I don't know, I'm not sure, but there is a deal kaloshin in the Ramban, in the Soges and Ramban Shifra Mitzves, from which it appears that the Ramban is Chelik and the Ramban in the Chelik. I'm referring to mitzvah reish lamed hei in the Sifra Mitzvahs, the Rambam. Mitzvah reish lamed hei ki shetivonu vidine v'tnaim v'hu shenavid v'ileilo v'sheim v'chios el v'sheim v'ayi v'hu adin v'ir l'shor v'vorek שאין חזר, מי שבו הפירוש המקובו, והוא אומרי לאילום ריש לנדל, והוא אומרי לאילום באמס אבידו, וכסיד חיית איש, פירושים גמור הגיתים, כלם שחר עבדי עבר ביעשה, תכסיד לאילום באמס אבידו, ובו בתירו שהוא משתחר בשם בעין, וכבר הסברו משפטי מצווה זו על השלימוס בקדושן בגדולים מסכת קדושין ומסכת זיכוי. So then there is a סוגס הרמב"ם. כוסף הרב והמצווה ריש ל"ה שנצטווינו בדין אלה תנאים יהיו שמעבד בלילה משאין לחירוס אלו בשם בית לפידייתי ששתיים מצווסים שנצטבינו שנעבוד בקנאינו לאילום ולא ינשחרר איסי בחינם ונצטבינו אית שנעפי ראשים אירייני יהיה במחירים צבון מצווה of dinner time two things are implicit that mitzvah reish lamedei of dinner at night. One is that he has to be mishtabed in the at night, kolam shachar abdei, either the yes. And two is that if he removes an eber of the eber, so he is mechuyev to free. So both things are included in one mitzvah saseh of shetivonu dinei tnaim. So he says The Ramban says, no, it's two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is the Alocher of Kolam Shachar Abdei the best, and another separate mitzvah is that if he removes an Eved, Rosh Yiborim of the Eved, so he must be Shachar. Just as Dushin and Gereshin are two mitzvahs, so these two are two mitzvahs. These two are two mitzvahs. Uchmei Shanisun Vagereshin Shtei Mitzvahs Kineu Bishon. Kineu Bishon. That's what Rambam says. אבל ניסאו על ביתך ואומרי שהיא מצווה שיהיה בולוב מצווה ליציר לחירוס אחרי השחיסי הסני והיטו השיני שהרי בלכבול אימרים שהוא כנס ואין מתססה כנס שאין לימה במה שמסתבין ומלכיר ניסאו לעשי זה שיהיה כנס בשום פעם So he says, he shouldn't think that since there is a separate assay, the mitzvahs of releasing being Shachar and Eved, whose Rosh Yiborim, the Odin removed, that it's a real mitzvah assay. It's not Shachar to say a real mitzvah assay. So it's Ignas. So it's Ignas, he says. Aber we saw our bait hole, the only, she needs there. She needs a bowl of meat, super light, see the chaos. Achri Ashkisi is saying a heap of a shine. Shall Balekabola Ingrim show Knas? They need this as same Knas. She in Lima Bamashin Stabinum. ואין סוכר ניסאו אלא סייסי שיהיה כנס בשום פעם. אבל העניין הזה הוא דין מן הדין שמצטבינו נשאלים לבקניני שיחו גופי בדמי עיני בשיני ומייסום דלינגולו בבזני נשחררו איסי בתשלום מהנזק ומכל מוקי ביצווה בפני עצמו תימונה כי כל הדינים שמונע הרב וחיגי מצווה סגיר. So he says that even though according to Yishite, so Leila Mimsa Beidu, of course, not to be Mishacher and Eret, and the Aloche of being Mishacher, when you meet the Rosh Yibor, are two mitzvahs, the Mina mitzvahs, you should think it's a real mitzvah. How much I have to say mitzvah? I mean, it's a knas. It's the kind of mitzvah what he counsels himself. It's not child. So what is the Ramban saying in effect? That when a body is in Shachar and Eved, whose Yiborim he removed, so he's not the kind of mitzvah. He's not the kind of mitzvah. But still, it is Nimne in the Nien HaMitzvahs. It is Nimne in the Nien HaMitzvahs, just like Gereshin is Nimne in the Nien HaMitzvahs. Doesn't that mean that by Gereshin there is no Kima Mitzvah? By Gereshin there is no Kima Mitzvah. And the Pshat is, even by Gereshin, the Rashbo says that by Gereshin there is no Kima Mitzvah. So the Rashbo mentions a riot there is no Kima Mitzvah. Because Olam Garish Ishte Rishenu Atul Mizbeach Me'elot Mois. So there is a middle there.
question is, suppose there is no Nidaver, let's say, if the woman committed adultery, then he's mechuyev to divorce her, doesn't escape him to divorce her. Let there be brochen, a birkas hamitzvah. That case, so, the plain text is, the chachomim were not, didn't want to misake, ni broche, this rayer and unusual situation, because generally, there is nidaver. But, it's also driving, that even when he divorces his wife, when he divorces his wife, but because she was nizame, he has to do it. Best will be keeping, be shaking, akore, until he divorces her. But he will not be having it. In other words, let's say the divorce is engaged in giving the get to a wife who was nizame. He's not here, very sleeping. And then an oni will approach him. So you tell the oni, don't bother me. I'm engaged now in mitzvah. I have to divorce my wife. So it's still, he's still not the guy in mitzvah. Because gerushin is a mitzvah in the sense, if you don't do it, so sometimes you have an aveir. But if you, when you do it, you're not the guy in mitzvah. Anyway, the Ramban says, mitzvah b'chmi atzmei timonei b'chol adin shimona ara b'chigei mitzvah sagayash. But so the Ramban could be explained that way, then there wouldn't be any chiddush Ramban. But I am bothered by the last expression in the Ramban, umkomokin mitzvah b'chmi atzmei timonei ki chol hadin shemona arav uchegi mitzvah yesh. What does it mean, chol hadin? Because the Rambam has a number of mitzvahs, let's say, she tzibonu din leitzishema, kleima she tzibonu leaukesim, she tehi lishtire, vipishu bobo gamkim lo isi elishu. That's mitzvah reishutes, mitzvah reishchot, שציבונו בדין המפתה, בדין המפתה. ואומר יישאו בפת איש, שציבונו במצווה הרי שחוקים, שציבונו בדין סייטה, ואומר יישבור אחיש כסיסי אשתה. מה זה בדין סייטה? זה סיססי, מה כאן זה סיססי? זה בדין סייטה. So is the din, it's the dinim of Satan. There are many mitzvahs. Mitzvah
ריש רמם בו, גרמב, שציבונו ותנחילו בחבר, הוא אומר יישאו את הערבים בן אנושי. מצווה ריש רמם זין, שציבונו לא דין בדין יעשייה, הוא אומר יישאו את היגח שייר, היגב שייר. מצווה ריש רמם חס, שציבונו לא דין בדין יעבייה, מצווה ריש רמם תס, שציבונו להירס בדין הגמל, שניקטוי זה איזה בדין תשתונה כיף ותשתונה בו בחמישו, או עם נהגי או עם בו במחרז, או עם מקראי. מצווה ריש מם, שציבונו בדין ההדע, איש, בונו יסבר כי יבאי ריש. מצווה ריש מבית, שציבונו בדין שמכינו, מצווה ריש מבימו, שציבונו בדין שסוחו וסייחר, שדין שני מחות, מצווה ריש מבדלת, שציבונו בדין שייר, מצווה ריש מבהי, שציבונו בדין מקח וממחה, מצווה ריש מבות, שציבונו בדין תן וניתן, מצווה ריש ממחס, שיורנו בדיני נחלס, and then you have, and מצווה קובזיון, שציבונו ויזדונו בתומס נס, מצווה קובחס, שציבונו ויורנו במשפטי מנידו, דין. So that's not in מצווה ססי, that's halachas. So how is it shayach to say, mitzvah say, shetzibonu liyizdonu mitmas nes. What kind of mitzvah say is that? He was mitamu himself a nes, so what? In other words, so the chinuch says, in regard to all these mitzvah say, of tzibonu mitmas nes, tzibonu mitmashmachino, שציבונו בדין שמסוכו, שציבונו בדין מקחממך, that the bezin has to pass and adjudicate in accordance with the dinum of שמחינו. So if let's say, if somebody has it in Torah with the שמחינו, the שמסוכו, and then they come to bezin and don't, and bezin does not adjudicate the conflict in accordance with the Hashmishpe in the Batmanese. So that's the meaning of all the mitzvahs asei of Tzibono Bidin, Bidin Tumasnes, Bidin Meinido, Bidin Shmechinon, Bidin Mekachomemcha, and so on. Not that there is a mitzvahsese incumbent upon the person, in the same way as by Shrike. By Shrike, so there is a Chivasa. I say, on the Rambam, there is no Kiyumis. There is only a Mitzvah Kiyumis. There is no Chetz of Mitzvah, of a meritorious deed in Shach. There is only, if he doesn't Shach, he's Mivayez Naveya. He's Mivat Leves. Mashen King. שציבונו ליזדונו בתומס נס, שציבונו לירונו במשפו ימידו, שציבונו בדין שמכינום, בדין הגנב, בדין ההבר, בדין שמכינום, בדין שמסוכו, בדין שייר, בדין מקחממך, שציבונו בדין נחלס, that's only the dinim. And who is מבטל ויעשה? The best, who doesn't take care of it in accordance with the dinim of Nachles, in accordance with the dinim of Mekachomemcha and so on. Not the Yochid, that the Yochid is Mibachlenes. Now, here the Roshna Ramban is, umkolo ke mitzvah du miatzma timone. In other words, the chiyu of being mishacher and Eretz Naim, whose Rosh Yivon in the Hodin removed, ki shitimot umkolo ke mitzvah du miatzma timone, ki chol hadin shemono arav, uchidei mitzvah sagir. So like this, I would say, what the Ramban means is simply that there is no kiyum maaseh. What the Rashba says, it's only a kiyum maaseh in Aveira if he doesn't give away yet. And this, the same thing is true. He cannot be removed from the Yivon of the Ramban, let's say, he knocked out the tooth from the Ramban and he didn't give him Mishashi. So he has an Aveira, he's in Vatlanese. But the Roshna Ramban is, Umikomo ki mitzvah ifne atzmi timone ki chol hadin shemona arav. Uchidin mitzvah ki chol hadin shemona arav, it probably means din shemechinon, shemestadino bidin shemechinon, shemestadino bidin shemosoho, shemestadino bidin sheir, shemestadino bidin nachles, shemestadino, shemestadino, binitumo, and so on. So that's the Ahilchas Gerashim. In other words, if Bezin is not Misadir, the get Kidin, so in Baglanese, in the same way as the Chinuch says, if there is a detour between the Shemachinam and Balabais, and the Bezin doesn't adjudicate the detour properly in accordance with the Din, so they have an Avera. So, I mean, it's not be foolish in the Ramban, but the fact that the Ramban was madgish, emphasized the expression umikolo ki mitzvah yufne atzmi timone ki chol hadinin shemono arav uchidein tzaz gerash. So it tends to indicate that the Ramban is chilek on the Ramban. I'm not sure, but that's how it's mashma. Whereas according to the Ramban, so gerashin is not like din shemachin. In Shemachinam there is no bit lesson. It's a mistabino lode, some bells, as the Chinuch points out. But Gereshin is different. Gereshin, the Chinuch says, if a husband sends away his wife, he doesn't want to live with her, and he doesn't give her a get, so every minute of the day he's in the Baplanes, he is not there. Every minute that he refuses to give her a get, he has another in Baplanes. But according to Ramban, it's like Shinachino. I mean,
it's like Ambezdi.
Because he uses a lotion. Umikolo ki mitzvah ifne atzma timone ki chol adin in shemon ara. And then he says, uchidei mitzvah sagirash. So on one hand, he says that bin mishacher and Eretz Naim, whose Rosh Yivon in the Odin removed, so is should be counted as a separate mitzvah sasei, like din shemachinam, like din shemosocho, like din Mekhamemcha, like the Nachlas and so on. And the other hand, he says, Uchidin Mitzvah Sagirash. Doesn't that tend to indicate that Mitzvah Sagirash is also like Din Shemachinah? No Chivasei. No Chivasei. So, but in other words, there is never a Chivasei to be begin. So, there are certain situations where person forces the husband to give a get. That the source of the wife forces, or let's say, where she was the sonnet, so then person forces him to give her a get, even if the wife will not ask for it, you see. But let's say, if the husband is in a shrine and so on, you know, or if the husband is a married, so then, so painfully is lazy. So that's not a mitzvah sasei of Gersh. There is no mitzvah sasei of Gersh, Ichivasei, a common. I mean, that's a chiddush, because the Kashrus is, and the Rambam and the Chinuch both say explicitly,
that if somebody divorces his wife and he doesn't give her a get, so he's in a battle every minute. He's in a battle and essay. But from the Rambam, it's not much more different. Now, until when is the city? Until 12:45?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we still have at least 30 minutes.
Yes, right. 11 minutes. 6 minutes.
Okay. What do you mean 6 minutes? First you said 11 minutes, then you say 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you racing? Bakery, I introduced Chetzal Yaver. You know, sometimes it happens very, very seldom. Very, very seldom. But it happens. The machine stops. So if the machine stops, let's say for more than 6 minutes, so then they have to throw away all the dough. And a certain rabbi, you know, so they are such rabbonim, you know, who volunteer their lomdes. So Mr. Stry told that rabbi that I introduced that account. That if it stops for more than 6 minutes, they have to throw away all the dough
in the machine.
Yeah, the machine. So Mr. Stry told the late Mr. Stry, Irving Stry, told that to a certain one. And that Rob wanted to show his longest, so he said, you know, this officer, they kept it good. As long as he didn't stop for 18 minutes, you don't have to throw away the dog. Then Mr. Stout complained to me, Rabbi, what is this? Why you cause me so much loss and this and that? So there I introduced that Akonek, even though the Shir Chimutz is 18 minutes, as a safeguard. But in regard to giving the shear, so I don't think that we have to make safeguards. So you know I'm there. Even if I give the shear at 1 o'clock, so there's still be no visa.
So what was your answer to Mr. Strike?
I told him the truth. It's a Sicilian guy.
A Sayar. You did a Sayar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, every time.
Sayar, it should be so much fun.
That's why people say, little knowledge is much more dangerous than no knowledge. If that Rob didn't know the aloha of Shir Chimutz 8 minutes, it wouldn't cause trouble to me. But because he knew that aloha, and but he didn't know when to apply it, and when not to apply it, try a trouble. Want to go over a single eyelid because I was afraid if I'll go over a single eyelid I'll never discuss the Shittas Rambam. One right, the first right. Not all halachot is wrong. Not all saluot mivorech on mitzvah asurah. Shekidim shenidvi yosoi vechivosi. Avo mivirech kedim shenitel mivorech litil lulek mulmeishu vasukim. Kosov ha-raivetzah. Hini lidvorov
אם שוכח בעטיף הסיצס או אם בנוח הסתיום ולביריך בחילות משניסקיר ויבורך מבורך על עטיף הסיצס ועל הנוח הסתיום. In other words, suppose of course the Rambam Pshit is that there is no Birkas HaMitzvah even in the Eved Lachas Yosef. But only if the Mitzvah has been completed completely. But if there is still a Kiyum HaMitzvah, even though a substantial part of the Mitzvah has already been fulfilled, so then there is a Bracha. But, just as the Rambam says, not all the Salom left me for a home first. She came, she'd be Yosef Chavosim. Avon Birch Kedim Shiteil, me borech mitilu left, Menesh Basuke. The same thing should apply to Tzitzes and to Hanochas Tfil. In other words, what is the broche on Tzitzes? Lissatim Tzitzes, not all. We have a broche of our Mitzvah Tzitzes in regard to a telescope. But that is not such a Dora Poshet. I told you that in the Kvei Rav, so not Kvei Rav, I'm sorry, not Kvei Rav, the Sefer that was given out by my father of Yeshibea, so there is one simen, he discusses why some Rishayim, the Kolbei, other Rishayim, I mean, it doesn't mean there are more Paschals like that. A Talos Godel, you say, we sat in this Satin and Blade and Paris Cotton. So you say Al. There is no Ito, but you say Al. And you say Al. I'll tell you, it's a very long simen, and I don't expect you to go over the whole simen because it discusses climate, it says, and you have to go over certain memories. I once in Aloch HaShir, I mentioned that briefly in Aloch HaShir when we learned through Hasisis last year, so I mentioned it, but I might as well mention briefly what he says. He says as follows. Now there is, first of all, why do Rishenis, I mean, many Rishenim are chilek on the whole thing. I mean, that there's a difference between the real Talis, so you say in Satin Pitzitzis, and the Taos Kotten, you say Al Mitzvah Tzitzis. So, it's one Mitzvah Tzitzis, why different brochas? So he says as follows. Now there is a Mandoma in Gemore who says the Tzitzis Sechivas Mon. We don't pass for like that. According to Mandoma, the Tzitzis Sechivas Mon, so it means even if you don't put on a baguette with four corners. Suppose you have a baguette with four corners in the closet, hanging all the time in the closet, and you never put it out. So according to that mandoma, you have to put in tzitzis in that baguette. Yeah. If you own a baguette with four corners, you have to put on tzitzis. You don't put in tzitzis, so then you are mivatlenes. The other mandoma says the tzitzis is not Chavis Mami, it's Chavis Gavra. And that's the way we all the Rishonim pass. That is Chavis Gavra. That if it's the cook said, then you don't have to put in tzitzis. Only if you put it up. But there is Mandoma who says that even if you don't put it down, you are also Mechuyed. So to put in tzitzis. What does it mean according to that Mandoma? That it's a chiyuv on the chepetz, even if you don't, even if the gabra doesn't put on the baguette. So my father says that even the mandoma, I wish I had a chumash here, but you shouldn't go around because it's later anyway. Even the mandoma who says that chivas gabra is also made it, that there is a mitzvah and a chepze, perhaps it is, because they are two parashas in tzitzis. One parasha is in Shlach, in the Chumash Bamidbar. That's the third parasha of Krishna. Bosel and Tzitzis are completely there, and then there is the Pasik in Kisetzi, Dilin Tase, Akamtik Susho. So there are two parashas. So the parasha of Bosel and Tzitzis are completely there, that is descriptive of the Chiyuv and the Gavre, that is incumbent upon the Gavre. If the Gavre puts on the beget, is lobush with the beget of the Akamfes, so is Nechuyev to put in Tzitzis. If he's Nisati in the beget of Akamfes, is Nechuyev to put in Tzitzis. But then the Pasuk says, Dilin tam vetase akamtik susho, that's a loch in the chept. Let's say, call him a nomah of the tzchivas money. So, it's implicit in the Pasuk Kisetzi, not in Shlach. Shlach doesn't mention any mitzvah on the chepze, that the chepze of Kisetzi, that you own, has to the chepze of the beggar Shlach, the kamtik, has that. Boson is something there, is only where on the government, So even the Mandoma says, this is when you pass it, the Tzitzes is Chivas Gavre, so he also agrees that there are two parashas in Tzitzes, the parasha in Shlach, which is expressive of the mitzvah of the Gavre, which depends upon the ituf of the baguette, and then the parasha, the positive, the seitze, involving of dealing tassel complex susho. That is expressive of the mitzvah and the chetze. But there is no machlekes. They both agree that it's not the Gavra that is Mechayim, it is as insofar as the possible doing Tase or Kampik Susho is concerned. But the Chepze requires Tzitzis, the Chepze. But what kind of a Chepze? In Malush. So the Mandor Malush says, Chivas Mane says that it has a Chalishem Malush even if you don't own it. Even if it's in the closet. It has a Chalisha Malvush. The Madonna who says Chavis Gavre says, true indeed, there is a mitzvah sitzis and the chepze, the beged, the Malvush. When do it have a Chalisha the Malvush? If you put it on, it's a Malvush. What if it is? If it's in the drawer and in the closet, it's not even a Malvush. When does it become a chepze of Malvush if a person is lovish? So then, once he's lovish in it, then it's Chayim Tzitzes on two scores. First of all, because of the posse, Bosul and Tzitzes are counted there. And then, once he's lovish, so it certainly is a mouth. Even according to Mandona, he says Chayim Gavre, so it's Chayim Mitzad Chetz of Malvush Rifayim. There is one difference in all the connection. Insofar as the Mechayev of the Gavri is concerned, mitzad the posik of Rosal and Tzitzis are counting in Deyem is concerned, so it's only, it depends upon Atiche. And there are some Rishayim who say, yes, to be Otuf, ki Atiche Sayishmei, that's why the meaning is, when you put down the Taurus, so you put it over the Farod, like this, like a Tivas Yishmael. So, because according to many Rishayim and Gaining, the Gavre is only Nechuyev if he's Nisati, completely, not over the shoulders, not just over the shoulders, over the goof and over the head, and and over the Farod, like a Tivas Yishmael. But if he puts on a beggar without it, let's say it's not. You don't put Lame Telescopen over the head. So Telescopen. So then it's only it's a deposit of dealing with us Alcantic system. So then it's the Hefts is high. Even the Mandoma who says that Bikuf says it's Potter because it doesn't even have a Halation Malbush if it's Bikuf. But the moment you put it down, then it acquires a Halation Malbush. So then it's high, the Hefts is high. So the Hefts is high. Since the Hefts is high, that's why Hashem says you don't see any Satan Mitzis or new Mitzis. Because the mitzvah consists, because the heft is chayitzis, so we say our mitzvah. Anyway, here, alright, we won't discuss the Raibah, we discuss the Raibah tomorrow, and then we proceed with the Gemara tomorrow, and we should be able to finish the whole Gemara up to the Mishnah in Cheshishin Shemot Yerofot. Okay.
Yes.
2 minutes late, Mr. Minkus, huh?
What?
2 minutes late. All right, the right it. In Pirkei Avot Pirkos Brachos. Kos Barai Bezal. Because the Rambam says that by Lulev it depends. If he first picked up the Lulev and then he says the Brache, so he says Al. But if he says the Brache and then he picks up the Lulev, then he says Lay. Little as Halulev. So, Kosvarai Bezal, in Lidvor, in Shochach, בעטיפס ציציס, אוי בנוחס תפילי, ולא יבירך תחילו, כשיזכר ויבורך, מבורך לו עטיפס ציציס, ובנוחס תפילי, ואין כי שער מצפוס יקלעים לפונות, אבל נטיל הסלולב, כדם שהביעי נפטה ממנו כל היי, וחיינו מבורך על ביו חומץ, בין שבורק לעצמי, בין שבורק לאחרים, שמשגומה בליבי נעשיס מצפס ביו. So he says, according to the Rambam, so then, the same thing that he says in respect to Lulev should apply to other mitzvahs. In other words, if he didn't say the broche before his maniach tefillin and before he makes the hiduk, so then, but he can still say it as long as the tefillin is on his helm. So he should say, so he should say, Allah nochas tefillin, and no one says that, no one does it that way. Veini came. שער מצווסי קלעים לפונו, אבל נטיל הסלולב, כדן שהביעי נפטה ממנו קלעי, וכן הוא מבורך על ביו חומץ, בין שבורק לעצמי, בין שבורק לאחרים, שמשגומר בליבי נאצס מצווס ביו. Nasis Bisis Bio. So he says only by Lulev we say that he says Al Nitilas Lulev, not Litilas Halulev. Because the moment he was Magbiat, so he was already Mikhaim the Mitzvah. But he still has to hold the Lulev, the Dalet meaning. For the Nuyim, just Halel and Nuyim, let's say, I mean, he just was Magbiat, but he didn't make any Nuyim with it, even without Halel. So there is a Kirma Mitzvah of making Nuyim, Efle Borche. So he says, That's only shiori mitzvah. That's not the ika mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah kiyumis. That's only mitzvah kiyumis. Mashem came by tefillah and by tzitzes, even though he already was mehadig the tefillah on his arm, but he's still mechuyev to keep on holding the tefillah, kolayei. So there is a very big chiddush in the tribe. There is a very big chiddush in the tribe. In other words, I don't think that that's the shita of all the Rishenim. The Gemara says, Menoches, mitzvah tefillah kolayei. The mitzvah of tefillah is kolayei. But no one does it. Who keeps on the tefillah kolayei? No one does it. Why? So how is it that no one does it? It's because we are not in that madrege. Because tefillah is tzrichim gufnoki, he shouldn't be mefiyah be, you know, he shouldn't yawn, he shouldn't belch while he has the tefillah, and he shouldn't even be mefiyah das. I mean, who can be in such a madrege? I mean, not to be mefiyah das. That's the reason as to why, I mean, even the greatest daily mummy within the last 100 years did not keep the tefillin on them a whole day. A whole day, I mean, even the Chafetz Chaim just kept the tefillin on during the davening. I mean, Chafetz Chaim, because he did, Chafetz Chaim did not consider himself to be in that madrege to keep the tefillin on the whole day. But we do keep the tefillin on during the davening. That we everybody do. So the question is, Manushech, if we are not in that madrige, the answer is, we are not in that madrige to be near ourselves from Heshadas, from yawning, you know, all the time, the whole day, but for the duration of the davening, that we are in the madrege. I mean, it's not so difficult, I mean, during the duration of the davening. But it appears from the Raivet that as far as the Ika Chiyuva mitzvah of tefillin is not just there is a Chiyuv to have the tefillin on for 1 minute. For 1 minute. And then that's the chiyuv deraisa. But there is a mitzvah kiyumis. There is a mitzvah kiyumis. Kolayei. But the chiyuv is only 1 minute. 1 minute. And then midrabonon, because of me, it is sheker be'atzmei, or makrif, kom bilini sochim. So mele, there is a chiyuv midrabonon to have the tefillin during Krishme, during tefillah. But of course, on a deraisa level, it doesn't make any difference. Either the chiyuv is to have the tefillin on a whole day, or just 1 minute. Yeah, in midrasa, you cannot say that there is a chiyuv to have the tefillin during the tefillah. That's only midrabonon during Krishme, during tefillah. He shouldn't be made the sheka be'atzme, he shouldn't be like a makrif kom bel nisochim, as the Gemara says in Broches. So from the Raivetz it appears that it's not a pshat, that the chiyuv of tefillin is only to have it 1 minute. 2 minutes. Midrabonon to have it mishas krishme mishas tefillin, and kolayim, that's only mitzvah kiyumis, because if it had been like that, the shittas arrived, so it would be the same thing as lulav. So lulav too, he says by atifas tzitzes v'nochas tefillin, so even though loy birach tchilo, so he still has to say the broche
Lisatim Vitzitzis and Lur Niach Tfilin. Niach Tfilin. Why? Because he still is mechuyev to keep the Tfilin. But if by Tfilin the Chiyuv would be only for 1 minute, he already had it for 1 minute. For a minute, you see. He says, by Avon Tilas, but what, there is a mitzvah kiyumis, so why does he say Avon Tilas Lue? Kiven, she'd be Nifta Memenu Kol Ayei, so, V'cheinu Mivorech Al Biochometz, Bein Sheborak La'atzmei, Bein Sheborak La'achirim, Shemigomar Belibei Nases Mitzvahs Bio, Nases Mitzvahs Bio. So, does anyone have here a Gemara Suke? I'm sorry. Thank you. Ay, 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 ay.
Yeah, I would say. No, because this was still...